Maimer continues. This is we learned yesterday in the Maimer about the fascinating argument of Kutcha Brichu Mesifta Drakia. And he explained in Ois Aleph in great detail what's Kutcha Brichu. Now we're going to understand what's Mesifta Drakia. Who was Mesifta Drakia who was arguing with Kutcha Brichu? Explains. Says a pasuk in Yecheskel, Mus al Rosh Hachayrokia, kein kerach haneira, that there is amazing rakia on top of these malochim. And he says there's higher malochim and lower malochim. And the lower malochim are the Merkova of Bria Yetzira Asiya connected. Machane Michoel and Machane Gavriel. And the Rakiya on top of them is connected with Malchus Datsilis that's hovering over the Maloch. And then there's Chevon Eloi in Avraham Mitzvah and Yaakov. Chesed Gvur Tefes Datsilis then be descended the Rakiya and them as Bino. Like it says in the Zeyar Pashas by Yaakov. And the posik has Shomayim, Shomayim Lashem. That there's two levels of Shomayim, Shomayim in Atzilis, which is connected with Bino and Shomayim Tatoi in the lower level of Shomayim, which is Malchus Datzilis, hovering over the Merkoves. On of Olam Abriya. He says, why is Bina called Rokia in Atziles? Because it's knowing what it says on the Pasuk, Hallelujah, Birkia Uze, what's Rokia? There's three levels. Oir, Mayim, and Rokia. It's a concept explained many places in Chassidus. So he says, why is this? So he explains. Hey, is a more spiritual state, refined state. It's the Mokra of Kochma. It's Keach HaMashkil. And then what comes from the air lower is Mayim. Once it's understood and it's fermented, then it comes, it's called Rokia. Rokia, it says in the Lashon over there, Rokia Keina Kera Chaneira. It's like ice. Water moves, but this is ice. It's already fermented. So that's the idea why Bina is called Rokia, because in these three levels of Eir, Mayim, and Rokia, it's Rokia. And that's why Bina. Since Bina is Rokia, that's why it says Bina Mikanen of the Krusaya. That Bina, Chochmah shines in Atzilus. Bina shines in Kursayo. Kursayo is the Kisya Kovid, which is connected with Bria, which is Gan Eden Elyon. This is what it says. Nor Yitzi Mi Eden Lahashkis is Agon. That it goes out from Eden, which is connected with Chochmah and Hayah. Because after it comes down in Bina Vahasoga, then the Neshama is going to understand it. But Gan Eden is higher than Chochmah is higher than Asoga, and only in Bina could there be Asoga. That's why Gan Eden or Elyon is called Mesifta de Rekia. Because Rekia is Bina. And it's the Rokia that we learn in Yecheskel, you see, on the Chevon Eloi, which are on the Ovis. When it comes down from Bina and Gan Eden, it's called Mesifta de Rokia, the Yeshiva of Rokia. They learn from Bina. It comes in Asoga that can be a Gan Eden, which is Nehenim, Miziva Shechin. Who learns in this Yeshiva of Mesifta de Rokia? It's the Yeshiva of Rokia. And like we explained before in the Maimer, it's Rokia on top of the Chevon Eloin, which is Bina Datsilas, which shines Gan Eden Elyon. And it says in the Zeha, we learn that the Eibishta comes by Chatzos to be Mishtasheya. Kutcher Brichu comes to be Mishtasheya with the Neshamas in Gan Eden. That's when Kesser and Chochmah, which are Eid and Mayim, come to shine. It's a very high level. So to sit in this abode of Mesifta de Rokia, you have to be a Yid that learns Teira Lishma. And through this, your mamshich more aid in this high level of Gan Eden. Like it says, Drochel Darchineam, and this is what the Tanoim V'Amiroim did. This is why the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda would daven once in 30 days, and then he would learn. The tefillah was only agdoma to his learning because he was on such a high level. Tefillah is your mizbeinen. And the greatness of the Rebbe Shter out of the whole world is only a ha'orah. And it's only a drop compared to the yam and to the ocean. And even less, and the closer you are to the Rebbe Shter, more bitter you have to the Rebbe Shter. And this is the idea of davening. When a person thinks about this, he has a daigon and medidas. Like it says in the Gemara, Ein Moisin Rozi Teira L'Mishali B'deyak B'kimbe. If you don't teach the secrets of Kabbalah, the secrets of Teira, only someone who is doyeg, doyeg means he's worried, asks the Alter Rebbe, how could this be? We know that atzvus, being down, and anxiety is chaz v'sholem. Being down, chach mihoemes, the Kabbalah said it's horrible, it's a sin. What is the daige that we say that only a person with a daige could get teira? He has a daige, he can't understand getluchkeit. Even the gili that he's having on eight is only a tipa achas. Ein sof is less much of a tvisabay. So he feels how insignificant he is, and everything is legabi de Eberstein. After he has this davening and this feeling of yearning to the Eberstein and feeling insignificant compared to Melech Malchi Amlochim, he learns Teda, which by Teda the Tilim says, Pikudi Hashem Yisharim Samchile. Samchile means it makes you happy, lechatchile, you weren't happy. Because you will be day, be kirbe, and through Teira, you're very happy. Because you know that even though this Eibisht is only a nekuda, comes into Gan Eden, the Eibisht himself is much higher. But through learning Teira, you could connect with this Atzmus of the Eibisht. Because this is the Pshat that the Yidden connect with the Teira. Teira connects with the Eibisht because Teira connects these things. The two things. The nefesh yehinoso nikshiro b'nefesh dovid connects us. The Rebbe here in a footnote, sort of to say, explains that's why it's important when you learn Teira. Why? When you learn Teira, you have to say the words of Teira. So the Rebbe explains this is miyusad on a sefer yitzira. Says in Sefer Yetzira, the Kabbalah book that Avraham Avinu wrote, that Eser Sviris Belimo Kishal Heves Kshura Begacheles. The 10 Sviris are like a flame connected with a Gacheles. How do you get the shalheves, the flame, in the gacheles to come out? You have to blow on it. Blow on it, all of a sudden it starts burning. So when a yid learns Teda, he's megale through saying the words of Teda, he's megale and who shall have us of Teda, this is Nesanat Teda. That Eibishter comes, gives you the Teda now when you're learning. This is what it says in Sefer Yitzhiri mentioned before. Shall have it shura begacheles. Achas ruach elikim chayim, he says then Sefer Yitzhiri. That you make the shalheves. And every person through his ruach, every person is different. But the Tano, you might be right from making the gadlus through their learning Teira brought down the greatest shalheves, which is Yud Kivovke. Since they were on this high level, that's why they could make great mofsim. Because through their learning Teda, they brought down the greatest Giluy. And this is what Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoir said. Gina yichalek li mimecho, split. Why could he say that? What did he say? So the Rebbe explains the Kabbalah from it. Because Yami Yabosh is Almadis Kashi and Almadis Galya. But through learning Teda, you're higher than both. So Mamela, Tseya Shomayim, that's why it could connect Almadis Kas and Almadis Galya. Splits. Because for this level, there is no Kotze, everything is the same. And Mamela could shine. So here he's explaining where Mesifta the Rokia is. He gave you the address. It's Gan Eden Elyon with these great neshamas are, and these great neshamas could make a ribu nis. Alter Rebbe continues, these neshamas that learn Mesifta the Rokia. What are they learning? Then we'll understand, it's Allah Akdoma to understand what their machlekes was about the Negoi. You have to understand there's our Teda, what we learn in this world, and then there's the Teda, the way it's in Atzilus. Teda, the way it's in Bri, it's in Asiya, like Tzitzis. Tzitzis is from wool. The way they learn about Tzitzis, Atzilus is Vaksovim, Hifrid Yakiv. The vision of Daniel. Of the hair being wool white. And then you have the four portions of tefillin. It's in Atzilus, the four meichin. The kesher of tefillin, which is adalid, which is chitzein, is malchus the tvuna. Then he goes on further explaining that we make ritzuis. Ritzuis come from the outer skin, but the klaf come from the inner skin, same way the knot of the dalet, in the outer skin of malchus de tvuna. What's malchus de tvuna? It's thought. Because you have this fetus, and they use the levushim of Malchus de Tfuna. And he says in Machshova, there are many levels in Machshova. They are Machshova on the highest level. You think the greatness of Teda. Then there's a lower level of Machshova that you think about things that you need to understand Teda. Like astronomy, or diktuk, and then they levushim beinim, and then you have a lower level mashova, which is you think about other things not connected to Teira. Same way in malchus de tvuna, which is mashova, there are three skins. The pnim is emtzoyis and chitzeni is. Just in like in machshava, there's three levels of machshava. Machshava thought, dibur, maise, lower level, lowest level machshava to think the letters out and to think the deeds out. And the lowest level machshava is kesher dal shel tefillin. And it's known in the terms of Kabbalah, Levusha, Chashmash, Mechitzenis, Bina. We don't fully understand it, what it means. But we understand that they're not learning about a physical thing, they're learning about something great. But just like you can't go from grade 1 and jump into grade 12, you need the steps. So in order to appreciate what they're learning, Lamaila and Gan Eden, you need to learn the Torah down here. Then you appreciate the Torah up here. This is what the Gemara says. Abashi, when the Malach HaMavos came to him, said, give me another 30 days, I want a chazer over the Gemara. Through learning the Talmud down here in the physical mitzvahs, you're zeicha to learn the way it is in Mesifta Derakia, where Chabad Atzilus shines there. You have Bina Atzilus, which is Derakia, and the way we learn that from time to time, Kutchum Brich, which is Keser and Chochma, come to visit and learn with the Tanoim and Amiroim the spiritual manners. Alter Rebbe continues the third sif in the Maimer. Have to understand what's the idea of Baheres. Why the Mitzvah, how they learn it again. In order to understand how they learn it again. So now Alter Rebbe is going to explain what it says in the Eitz Chaim, an interesting lush. It says in Eitz Chaim, that there's klipas noiga in atzilus, and it's chetzi toy v'chetzi ra. Says the Alter Rebbe, how can there be klipas noiga in atzilus? Atzilus is godliness. How does ra come there? Le'yugur chora. So how could there be klipas in atzilus and chetzi ra? You also have to understand what it says in the Zeir and Eitz Chaim from the Arizal, that the Negoim come because you're missing Eir Abba. This is the word Tzoras, and the Targum says, what's Tzoras? Sigiruso. Sigiruso means you're in quarantine. But it also means that the aid of Abba doesn't shine, then there could be a neg, and you have to bring it to the Koyin. The Koyin is connected with Abba, and he could fix it. So we have to understand two questions. How could there be klipas neg and atzilis, and how could it aid Abba? What does it mean that a neg comes when aid Abba is missing? Adds the Tzemach Tzedek. Zoya says in Bereshis on the Pasuk, Umasam is Geres. It's a place that's locked, not open. Then elsewhere it says that Isyada Bignizu Legabe, that it does shine in Atzilus. But Sigirusa means that it's totally closed, even though there's a Shvil Dokik. Naro wrote, like it says in Eitz Chaim, but sometimes even that narrow road could be closed. And that's a nega, that's the koyin, like it says, koyin brings for Kedesh HaKadosh, from Keser Chochma Bina. This is what it says, ato koyin li oylam, koyin brings down ato, from Baruch into oylam. But it says, Abba is closed, even though Bina is shining in Zoh, you could have Nigoyim, like it says, Bina dinin misarin mino, from Bina could be dinin. Shtelz of the Shaila, how could Bina have, Bina is amazing, how could there be a nega from Bina? So there's two kashas. How is the klipas nega? And why from the Eid Habino there's negoyim? Understand this, we have to understand what it says in Eitz Chaim, that's in the Shiva, Shem and Sheinam Nimchoki. Eil is in Chesed, Elikim is in Gvura, and Shem Havai is Tiferes, and we know what it says. Shem Havai is the greatest from all the Shemois, it's Shem HaEtzim, like the Rambam says, in Meir Nevuchim. So why Tiferes, which is the third, it gets the prize of Shem Havai. How could it be greater than Chesed, which is first and it's third? And says the Maggid of Mezrich, and he says the following. Why was the Shvilas HaKelim in Tei? Because every Midah couldn't get along with the other Midah. What's Olam HaTikin? That they got along, there was a scholarless. Chesed got along with Gvura. Gvura got along with Chesed, so there was no Shvilas HaKelim. What makes this a scholarless? How could you combine Chesed, the Gvura, fire and water? They're opposites. So the Vort is what makes his scholar lose. Through a greater light shines, they have Bittul to the Rebishter, and that's why they could be Sholem, Eitzes, Sholem, Vimremo, that you're not strong enough that you can't live with the other thing. And that's the idea of Bittul. Even though that Chesed, the word that seals Getlachai shines in him, like it says, but it's separate. There's Kil and there's Gvura, which is Elikim, and they're opposites. And when it shines, there is Iskalalus. This is Avaya Echod, that all the Midas are connected. How do you make it? Through Havaya, higher than the Midas. This is the Inin von Echod. You have Ches, which is the Zayin Hakim in Oretz. You have the Dal Druch HaSoreilom. How are they bottled through the Aleph, Aluf HaShaleilom, which combines them all? Etlachai doesn't shine. You only have the Midas Chesed and Gvura. There could be a clash. We need the Ein Sof to unite them. By this Esrots, what's this uniting factor? This uniting factor is Tiferes, like we know Tiferes connects Chesed and Gvura. Chesed is kindness, Gvura is harshness. Tiferes is mercy. Tiferes says, you know, Gvura, you're right, he doesn't deserve. Let's have mercy on him. So it combines the two. And that's what Tiferes is called Kodesh, like we said in the beginning of the Maimer, because in Kodesh comes down Chesed. And through this Gilui of Keser, it connects them. That's why, since this is Tiferes, which is Iskalalos, it has it in itself constantly. And this could be only without a saying so. And that's why Tiferes is called Elyon, higher than the Midas. And he gets the Shem Havaya because he is the Erin Sof mit Midas Mashek and Mechesed and Gvura. It's not. You need a Yichud. It should be like the Gemara says, "Am lichde lemaylo lematol dal druch is making the Eibishter his scholars everywhere, because you bring that out of it yourself." Based on this explanation of Chesed itself and Buddha itself, when without Tiferes is missing this unifying factor, we can understand what he said in the beginning in the Maimer of Atzilus, this Klipas Neged Atzilus. Why is that called Klippi, even though it's an Atzilis? Because Nega and Atzilis is missing the Tiferes. That's why they're called Anfim Mispardim. Branches are separated. And they don't have this. That's why they're called Klippas Nega. Like it's known that the leftovers of Shvir Sakel Mevateu fell in Klippas Nega and it starts in Atzilis. So therefore, the way Klipas Negas and Atzilis, Lamateiro is no Iskalalos. So that's why the Erisov doesn't shine in Klipas Negas and Atzilis. And there's also Yeshus over there, because the Eibishter only rests where there's Bittul and Iskalalos. But they have Getlachkeit, but the Eibishter only shines on them. Beoifen makif, and that's why, like a clip in general, the peel of a fruit doesn't have as much moist as the fruit. Explains the Tzemach Tzedek, because it says in Pasuk Chol, you always say every Friday, that shame is called shakyu d'ilono. It gives it moist, which is iskalilus, like water connects things, connects the flower. And this is rach kikona, and this is kuchar brichu shorya ba'aser shlim. When there the mas shines and there's shakyu d'ilono, there's unification. Klipas neged atzilus is from the world of teyuf and shvidus hakeli. There's no iskalilus. And even when he has bittle, he's on a level of ru'uma. Look, I'm bottle. He makes a big deal from his bittle. So he doesn't have shema milgavi. He has the outer shema. That's where the klipas. Says the Alter Rebbe, from the klipas neged atzilus comes down and biat pure yeshes. This is what it says, klipas negach in atzilus chetzi teve chetzi ra. Ra comes from shvira sakelim, and the shvira was because they were anfin mishpadim. And that's why, since ma doesn't shine there, feres doesn't shine there, so there's no gilead in sof. So chetzio klapi chutz could be ra. And the Tzemach Tzedek says in the brackets, like from Eilam HaToyu is created klipis, from klipas nega could be created klipis. This we understand in Maimon HaMedrash, it says in Parshas Nosei. It was in a novi like Meshe Rabbeinu, says the Medrash in Parshas Brocha, in Parshas Nosei, on the Pasuk in Parshas Brocha, B'Yisrael Eikom. Avobul Meiselim come, there was a Novi equivalent to Meish Rabbeinu by the Goyim Bilam Ben Behei. Nevuas Meish Ben Atzilus, how could it be a Novi like Meish Bilam? But his Nevua was from Klipas Nega to Atzilus. This is Agdome. The fact that we know this Klipas Nega to Atzilus is Agdome to how they learn the Milo, the Inyan from the going, as we'll see tomorrow.